Greetings and welcome to this edition of the Kroger 360 Buckeye Podcast. The head tennis coach at Ohio State for men's tennis is Ty Tucker. And coach, you're in your 25th year, which is hard to believe, but your name is on that building and we very much value that. We value what your program has done. So let's talk some you, some tennis, and just welcome. And I guess the first thought would be, as we cross into winter months here, it's time for a new season. You had fall season, but the team portion starts here in a week or so. So what's on your mind as you enter year number 25, Ty?
See, you, year number 25 as a head coach, but you're cheating me out of my 3 years as an assistant.
I'm sorry.
So this is year 28.
Okay. So, 28 overall 28 year, 25 years. As a head coach. Got it.
And Wayne Woodrow Hayes was here 28 years, so... 28 years somewhere is a long time, but still love it and still have the juice for it. And the preseason rankings came out, and they have us at number 2 in the country with Virginia at number 1, and we lost in last year's NCAA finals against Virginia. So we've got Virginia coming to town February 2nd at 6 p.m. on a Friday night for a 1-2, and we've been spending a lot of time getting ready for the season with, you know, we're not overlooking Vanderbilt, who we have coming up here shortly, but the guys, you hear them talking about getting a chance to play Virginia again.
Ty, when do you, I guess, you know your team's on paper loaded coming back. You got a good team. I've read that, and I know what you did last year. But when do you start evaluating in the – portion of the now? Like, we know what's expected, we know what was, but how are we today as we get ready to begin a new season?
You know, we got back from NCAA. We had a team win the national doubles tournament.
Yep.
So we
yep.
were spent to the last day playing of last season, got back after winning the NCAA's, immediately started summertime practice the next day. Had a bad taste in our mouth because we've beaten Virginia twice last year, and we ended up playing them in the finals. Everything went wrong, and the double point kind of bit us in the butt. But, you know, we started, you know, right then, the next day, after winning the NCAAs, I asked my coach, I said, I think a couple of my coaches, I said, I think I've lost my mind because we started the next day and probably had the most intense 90 days in the summer with the most participation that we've had since I've been here. Now, we built a program on, you know, the summertime and the off time, finding the players that tennis is their favorite part of the day, meaning that, you know, you come play a sport in college, it's only a 144-day calendar where you practice 3 or 4 hours a day. 144 days, I mean, and then you need to find the student athletes who, you know, want to do the 90 and the 100-day summer because it becomes all voluntary. So we went as hard as we could June, July, and August, and then had a great fall season. And we kind of had to push the guys away to take a little bit of a break and start spending, you know, an hour and a half on the court some days instead of 3.5 due to the fact that, you know, these guys seem like, you know, they bought in and they wanted to have a chance to get back to the national championship match in 2024.
Cannon and Justin at the top of your singles list, they return. And help me understand the idea, as I've read, they had a fall pro season, but now they'll be back with your team and competing in that regard. So where's their game at? And I guess how is that? It's completely different from a lot of other entities at Ohio State athletically.
That kind of broke up. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, just again, about how their time on the pro tour this fall will affect them as they go into their play this spring.
They both had a great summer on the fall on the pro tour and a great fall on the pro tour. And actually, Cannon Kingsley is in England playing in the semifinals of a pro event tomorrow, and he'll be heading back to campus on Sunday. So
wow.
he's he wanted to get a couple more tournaments in, because when you get back to school, he knows that it's, you know, a 4.5 month grind to try and, you know, win a couple titles. And he'd like to, you know, he and Justin both want to be professional tennis players. So they've put in the time, not only on the practice court, but the traveling, spending the money out of their pocket to travel the country and the world to play these minor league professional tournaments that they're permitted to play with the NCAA rules. And, you know, most guys say they want to be great tennis players, professional tennis players, but, you know, there's not a lot of guys that like to play 10 tournaments in the summer and 8 tournaments in the fall. And remember, these tennis tournaments are a week long, and they're in a different city, different state, different country every week. So you're crisscrossing the globe constantly in search of ATP points. And, you know, most of the guys who say they want to be tennis players, after a month or two of that, they decide that, you know, maybe I don't want to be a tennis player, because it's a lot of traveling and it costs a lot of money. And, you know, the tough thing about tennis is you can be ranked 30 in the United States as a professional tennis player and barely cover your expenses. I mean, imagine being ranked 31 in America in professional tennis, and maybe you spend $60,000-$70,000 a year, but maybe you make 50 or 60. At 31 in America, most sports, if you're 31 in America, I mean, you're killing it. You got a pocket full of money, and you at least have a condo in your name.
Ty Tucker, the Ohio State men's tennis coach, is our guest. 28th year at Ohio State, 25th as the head coach. Hey, Buckeye fans, did you know the Kroger app gives you easy access to weekly sales, personalized coupons, and fuel points, too? Check out the app today. Save while you get ready for game day. Kroger, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Let's talk about the doubles point, which, as I understand, is the first point to be won or lost at an event. How important is that to you? Little Birdie and Gary Bettett lets me know that significantly is a big standard for your team. How important is that, Coach?
It's the number one point in the game. Yeah. You know, it's one set of tennis, no ad scoring. It starts the match, and you have three doubles matches going on, and whoever wins two grabs the doubles point and goes to a five-minute break to get ready for six singles matches. So if you can go up 1-0, then you essentially only have to split three of the six singles matches that are going on for you to get to four, which four wins in tennis, you know? First one to four wins, and that doubles point is very, 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 very tricky with the no-ad scoring, but we take a lot of pride in doubles, and, you know, it's interesting because when these kids are growing up and their parents are taking them all over the country to try to get to a place like Ohio State in tennis, and they're playing since they're 10 years old, they're 99% focused on singles only and no doubles. So now all of a sudden a young man shows up in college and it's only been about singles, and now, you know, the doubles become so important, and a lot of these kids haven't trained for doubles because they just kind of played it as an afterthought. Maybe, you know, I'll play with my friend and we'll play some doubles, but every tournament they went to since they were 10 years old, they've only cared about singles.
So do you have to recruit to the doubles aspect, or is that something that you gain or can get to by
Absolutely.
Simply being...
You're going to recruit. You're going to look for guys who can play the singles court, but you can see that they do have the double skills to keep getting better and better and better. I mean, it's one set. So, you know, you can start by going with some tall guys that are going to hold serve easy, because in one set of tennis, maybe you only serve two or three times each in the match, and it's over. So you need to be able to hold serve. And as you can see, you know, the number one thing with holding serve is height, is being able to put some stick and hit the angles on the serve. And, you know, you'd like to get a guy 6'2", 6'3", 6'4". And, you know, so you definitely are recruiting doubles. You're always looking for doubles, but you can obviously make a guy better. And, you know, but what I'm looking for is a guy who tennis is his fun part of the day. When tennis ends, there's so many guys out there, when a sport ends in any sport, in a non-revenue sport, kids think their fun part of the day is getting ready to start, where they get to go back home, play PlayStation, you know, talk to the ladies, do go out, have a good time. But, you know, you're just constantly on the recruiting trail, you know, showing up early before matches start to see who's practicing, showing up after the day's over to see who's practicing, you know, trying to find those kids where tennis is the fun part of their day. Because if you can get those guys that want to put in 20 hours a week at 100% of their ability, you can make a tennis player. You can make any athlete very, very good during their 4 years in a university.
Ty, you guys have been highly successful being at home under your time here. It's an advantage, obviously, the facility named after you. Whether you wanted to address that or not, that's up to you. But the place is amazing. How big of that home court atmosphere and advantage is there for you, the pride of you and your program, to be at home?
I mean, obviously, it's huge. I mean, we searched for it for years. I mean, that's the only thing 28 years ago that mattered to me. Wow. Doubles Point and packing the place, whether it was the Jesse Owens West Rec, where we first started, or when we moved to the Varsity Tennis Center on Henderson Road, and now we're playing at the beautiful, beautiful tennis center that has my name on it. It didn't matter. We needed to pack it, and we needed to get people. We own the largest home winning streak in the history of college athletics. Lasted maybe 13 years. I can't tell you, but it was 200 matches. And any sport, nobody's won more home matches in a row than the Ohio State Buckeyes men's tennis programs. One of three or four things that 20 years from now, I'll sit back in a rocking chair and smile about. But, there's been a couple of great things that have happened, a couple of things that, you know, maybe the public doesn't know much about, but that win streak was very important to us, and it's probably 13 years, maybe 200 matches, and the funny part is it could have gone for a lot longer. We were ranked 4 in the country, playing number 1 Oklahoma, and we had team match points to win the match, so all we had to do was win one more point, and the streak would extend, and somehow they fought through and won a match 7-6 in the third to snap our 200 match, or, you know, it could be still going.
Let's talk about league expansion. How will that affect your program? Will it affect tennis in general? Are you going to get a USC, a UCLA in? I know that there have been some battles with those schools in the past. What will that do to the game?
You know, the tricky part with the USC, UCLA, we'd love to have them. Washington, Oregon, USC, UCLA, any chance you get to play teams like that, that's what a coach, that's what the right student athletes want. I mean, you want to play the schedule. You want to, every time you go out there, you want to play a top 10 team if you can. I mean, it's thrilling. But, you know, where it will hurt us is, let's say you're going to need 2 more weeks to run a Big Ten schedule with 4 more teams. So now all of a sudden, instead of starting, let's say, in the middle of March, you're going to start in the beginning of March, into February. And if they send us to USC and UCLA to play at the end of February, beginning of March, we'll essentially go to play that team after not being outside for 3 months. And that's a disadvantage in tennis. If you're practicing indoors and now all of a sudden you've got to go somewhere and play outdoors, and you've got 24 hours to get ready for it. That's where it becomes tough. Now, if the luck of the draw and you go to USC, UCLA, and you're going at the end of April, now you've probably had some good hours outdoors. But that's where most of the Big Ten teams in tennis are concerned with the USC, UCLA, because they know it's a clear disadvantage if, you know, you spend 12 weeks, you spend all of December, all of January, all of February practicing inside, and now all of a sudden you've got to play, you know, you're not going to play inside in L.A. They don't even have indoor courts.
Coach, are we, what portion, and I know you're close with Coach Day and you see the football stuff, we'll talk football here in a minute, but where are we in the tennis world of NIL?
You know, it's starting to catch on. It's starting to gain some steam, I think. And, you know, the major sports, people have figured it out. And after the major sports figured it out, you know, it kind of trickles down to the minor sports, the non-revenue sports. But it's alive and well, and the NIL. But, you know, it's just part of it. You know, they used to play regular scoring in tennis, and I didn't like it when they changed to no ad, but ended up being a great change because fans could come to a match and see a winner and a loser within 2 hours and 15 minutes. Some tennis matches used to last 4 hours, and people didn't want to spend 4 hours. So change is tough on me, but, you know, I come around to it. And with NIL, if you don't embrace the change, then you get left behind. But, you know, that's really all I can say on the NIL. But absolutely, NIL is in men's tennis, in women's tennis, in gymnastics, in the non-revenue sports, the lacrosses, the soccers. I mean, NIL is alive and well.
Well, you talk about adjusting and adapting, and I'm sure that's something that over nearly your three decades on campus, it's been a constant. It's for everyone, whether you're still there or whether you're gone. And you're still there, but making adjustments and adaptions to what's going on, maybe to who the AD is, how big of a, I guess, key for you has that been to being able to just kind of adjust as things move along, Coach?
I mean, you have to be able to do it. I mean, obviously, you've got to be able to develop talent, and you've got to be able to recruit, but then you've got to be able to adapt because nothing stays the same, and you're not going to always like it. And I've always a guy that kind of digs my heels in and whines a little bit and cries a little bit because they're changing something. And we've had some good fortune over the past many years. And, you know, you don't want to see change. But to be honest with you, once all the change that we've done, I mean, you're constantly changing. Like I said, I've been at Ohio State, and we've played in five different facilities since I've been at Ohio State. There's some people that I've played only for two ADs while I've been at Ohio State. I have friends at Texas A&M and school. I've got guys that have been coaching 15 years at a school that have played for four or five ADs. So, you know, it's stuff's going to change, but you've got to recruit and you've got to be able to develop your talent, and that stays the same.
Few more minutes with Ty Tucker as we move along here on the 360 podcast. Hey, Buckeye fans, whether you're stocking up for your tailgate party or just inviting a few friends over to watch the game, the Kroger app is an easy way to get all the great food and drinks for game day. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Ty, you're nearing 700 wins in your career. Take the humble hat off. How important is that to you? How justified is it for you? I guess, what are your feelings when you think about who's been here, who's worked under you, who's worked with you, and who you've worked under?
I mean, you can't do it first all without the student athletes that have been amazing. I can go through the countless, countless All-Americans, the countless, countless All-Big Ten performers, guys who have done well in professional tennis, and guys who are killing it in the professional world, and couldn't have done it. But, you know, there were guys like Mark Wertzman, who's still in town, who's coaching a high school team right now, who was with me in the start as an assistant coach. I mean, guys, head coach at Denison, David Schilling, who was very, very, very good and was with me for years and years. Of course, there's Justin Kronogi, who's won the most matches in the history of a proud program, Ohio State. I mean, a proud, proud program, and he's the career leader in wins. And he didn't even go play professional tennis, could have, should have, but wanted to coach. And, you know, a 22-year-old guy who's been my assistant coach probably 15 years now, second in charge, and what a phenomenal hire that was. I remember going through that, wondering, you know, am I getting ready to make a mistake of my lifetime having the second in charge guy be 22 years old? But I couldn't have made a better decision. And I remember meeting with Gene Smith about it. And you can't. I mean, Bill Miles was an administrator. Michelle Willis was one of my administrators. I mean, have some of the greatest stories, greatest conversations you could ever have with the late Bill Miles, who was the offensive line coach for Woody Hayes. And, What a great man, and I was so fortunate that Bill Miles, Michelle Willis, Chris Schneider, Mike Penner, I mean, the list goes on of associate athletic directors who were directly responsible for the men's tennis team and the women's tennis team, since I'm the director of tennis. But you can't do it without, I can't hear. I was telling somebody the other day, they said, what's changed the most? I remember in the West Rec, I would set up everything to have a match, and then in would walk Andy Geiger in a big winter coat, because we'd be in February playing in a four-court thing, and he's four-court center that Jesse Owens rec center had four tennis courts in it, and we'd be over there, and he'd show up in a giant winter coat because there was barely any heat in the place, and, we'd put out some bleachers and put chairs around the courts and set them up and set up everything, put the scoring trees in. Now, you go even a tennis match at Ohio State, it's like a concert. You'll have 20 people working it. There'll be 700 people there. The concession stands are open. You smell popcorn. It's an unbelievable atmosphere that they provide for you. But I remember not too long ago, I was the one that was making the popcorn.
What a great story. Todd, we got two final questions here. One is on Gene Smith, who is about to retire. But the other, let's start here. I know how diehard a Buckeye football fan you are, and I know your relationship with Coach Day. So can you open the door a little bit to kind of what he's meant to you, what you've meant to him, maybe the time you spend together, what Buckeye football means, and where that love comes from? Because I believe you grew up in Zanesville, if that's correct.
I grew up in Zanesville, Ohio, and went to Zanesville High School, graduated Zanesville High School, and Ohio State football meant the world. The main reason that I came to Ohio State to play tennis, obviously, full scholarship was very important, but a chance to go to school with my friends and the guys, I mean, it meant the world to us, Ohio State football, and to be able to have the relationship that I've had with Coach Tressel, who paid for an outdoor court when we did a stadium. Coach Tressel was a mentor, a friend. Still, anything that good that happens on the court or anything happens to me, it's met the next day or that afternoon with a text from Coach Tressel. Like I said, he and his wife, when they're building facilities, they go out and they get private donors. He paid for one of the outdoor tennis courts in our stadium. And Coach Tressel was, he helped us. A lot of people don't know that men's tennis is in the same training room as football. So that really doesn't happen much. But, we've been in the football training room, so our guys get their ankles taped where the football team gets their ankles taped. Same trainers, same doctors, same everything. And, that was Coach Tressel. Coach Meyer played some tennis with us, was a good man. He would come out every once in a while. I'd get a couple tickets from him for a big game when he's back here for big noon kickoff. Coach Day, met him in Gene Smith's suite for a country concert for George Strait. And he said, I played a little bit of tennis. And I said, get out of here. He said, no, I played a little tennis growing up. I said, you need to stop out. Might have been right before coronavirus, right after. And, he came out to the courts, and he's there a good bit. It's his exercise. It's his relief. It's his stress relief. And, what a great guy, what a great coach, and he's got a big forehand and a great serve, but during the football season, we don't see him as much. We still try to make sure that he's staying healthy and getting out there once a week during that time, but with that big a job, my man's got more pressing needs, but we've been lucky to have that relationship with Coach Day. It's been shared upon. ESPN's done a piece on it. Yeah. The Tennis Channel's done a piece on it. So, people probably are familiar with it. But he's been a lot to the tennis program. Comes four or five matches a year. And, Gene Smith comes to 10 or 12. I tell you, some will play Texas A&M, Georgia, Florida, all the big wigs we play in tennis. And, you know, the coaches will come up after the match and say, you know, was that Ryan Day and Gene Smith up there? I don't even think my AD or football coach could keep score in tennis. And I said, not only can they keep score, they'll probably heckle you a little bit. You know,
what a story.
It's been a great, been good. Coach Day's a great guy. And I mean, you know, what a coach. And obviously we're going to turn the corner next November in Columbus, Ohio. And I can't wait for the game. And with everything that's been going on and all the guys announcing that they're going to stay to play for the Buckeyes, I mean, what a great job Coach Day and Gene Smith have done over the past 2 weeks. And just look forward, how spoiled we are at Ohio State. You know, I remember, you know, my big win was freshman year was when Bobby Olive, we came back, it must have been 13 points, came back against LSU in the fourth quarter. You couldn't even see your hand in front of your face. It was raining so hard. Everybody had left, and we ended up beating LSU, and that was my freshman year. I think Bobby Olive might have stuck it to the Tigers at the end of the, you know, caught a touchdown pass for us to leave a torrential downpour with a victory.
I'm not sure there's – folks, if you're listening to this, I'm not sure there's a truer Buckeye than who we're talking to. So we'll end it on this, Mr. Buckeye, because there's only one or two people I think that are qualified within the athletic department to speak on this gentleman that have been a head coach as long as you. I think of Lori. I think of you. Gene Smith will retire in a few months. What's he meant to you? And more importantly, Buckeye tennis and the program, Coach.
I mean, he's meant everything to me. I mean, you know, what can you say? I've never ever said the name because it's kind of embarrassing about the tennis center. I mean, can you imagine having that? I mean, that's unbelievable for my family, what he's done for us. I mean, Gene Smith is, you know, Andy Geiger gave me an opportunity, but Gene Smith is flat out the man, the guy. He's done so much for Ohio State athletics. I can't tell you how many matches he travels on the road to come see us play, how many matches he's at home, all the events. I mean, you know, I said, you know, when it was announced, you know, I said, you can't leave. And he said, Ty, he called me up. He said, it's going to be my last year. And I was like, no, I'll let you know when you can leave. And he got a good laugh about that. But he, you know, I got to be honest. I mean, there's Belichick and Brady, and he's Brady. I mean, I don't know if anybody can do what that man has been able to do. I mean, I think back of everything that he's been through, how he came through it. You know, people, I don't know if people really know. I mean, people say it. I don't really know if people know that Ohio State and Texas, I mean, you cannot say, any athletic program in the country cannot say you're better than Ohio State and Texas. I mean, you'd just be flat out lying. I mean, I don't know if people understand. I mean, it's truly a top two athletic department in America. I mean,
yeah.
You know, I love, you know, when Florida fans would tell me, oh, you know, Urban's going to do this, and Urban, they were mad at Urban, blah, blah, blah. And I said, you guys got to get over it. You know, the way you get to Ohio State is you excel at Florida. It's a stepping stone. And boy, would they get furious at me when I tell them that you got to do well at Florida if you're going to get offered the Ohio State job. It's a stepping stone. And they would get mad at me. But, you know, what an athletic department, what he's done with Ohio State athletics. And I alluded to it earlier. I'd be the tennis coach, and I would bring the fruit. I would bring the water. I would fill the jugs. I would put the scoring trees up there. I would break it down. I would open the cans of balls. Now, you know, we're like a concert when you come to a tennis match. Giant video boards, videos playing on loops about what the program's done. I mean, people working it, light shows, smoke. I mean, it's light shows and smoke. That's funny stuff, I mean. But
Ty, you're a great Buckeye. We could listen to you and we could chat all day. Someday we'll tailgate over one of these with a cold one and we'll really get after it, all right?
I mean, we can get after it for sure. We can get after it for sure. We're going to have to. I mean, the good thing that's coming that, I mean, can you imagine the amount of big football games that is coming down the road and with the 12-team playoff? I mean, can you imagine, you know, I mean, it's used to be you could play Penn State and maybe catch your breath and have 2 or 3 weeks, maybe get ready for Michigan and, you know, the injuries. But you're going to be playing Oregon and then, you know, next week playing Penn State and then maybe have a week off and then you're back at it. I mean, this football season is going to be incredible with the new Big Ten.
Ty, all the best this season to your program. Go home and bring a bring a national championship back. I know you've got the talent to do it. We appreciate your time, your honesty, and all the best moving forward.
Hey, I appreciate it. We're going to try like heck to win as many matches as we can and try to overachieve this season. And I appreciate you spending some time with us. And I guess I should tell the people to go Krogerine, huh?
That's
right. You can't even say Krogerine anymore.
Yes, go check out Kroger. And Ty, we'll check out your program. Thanks again.
Stay out of trouble. Thank you.